What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by allowing your inherent goodness to take the lead? And not because you're a bad person, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you keep growing. Hey there, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate Hanley, your host and the author of the book, How to Be a Better Person, which has 401 ways to make a difference in yourself and the world. You know how it can be so hard to wake up sometimes? Maybe it's cold outside, you didn't sleep great, you got a lot of stuff to get done that day, and you just don't want to get up and get to it. But you drag yourself out of bed and get going, but maybe you never really shake off the sluggishness. Have you had that experience? Yeah, me too. Also, you know how easy it is to catch a virus this time of year? Especially around holiday time when you're stressed and maybe going to gatherings and maybe not sleeping great. Today's 5-minute self-care can help you feel more alive, I swear, and strengthen your immune system in only 30 seconds a day. It also helps you sleep better. This is my favorite kind of health hack. Easy, fast, no cost, no commitment. With such a low barrier to entry, why not try it? Today's quick self-care technique is turning your shower to cold water for as long as you can stand at the end of your shower. First, let's talk about why you might want to do this simple thing that could sound kind of nuts, especially in the winter when it's cold outside. Well, cold therapy is a real thing. Lately, it's been popularized by Wim Hof. Maybe you've heard of Wim Hof, aka the Iceman, an extreme athlete who has climbed Kilimanjaro in shorts and run a half marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot and wearing only shorts. He sounds kind of like a nutty character, I know, but he has also done a lot of research into the benefits of cold exposure on the body. But it's not like Wim Hof has invented a cool new thing that was never invented before. Cold therapy has been around for ages. Doctors would tell you if you sprain your ankle, the first thing you want to do is put ice on it. Why? It brings the swelling down, meaning it's anti-inflammatory. Athletes have immersed their legs, arms, and whole bodies in an ice bath to promote recovery for a long time. And in extreme northern cultures like Siberia and Finland, it has long been accustomed to warm up in a sauna and then to go outside and roll around in the snow before getting back in the sauna again. Lately, because Wim Hof has done a lot to popularize the benefits of immersing yourself in cold water and exposing yourself to cold temperatures, celebs have been getting on the bandwagon. Lizzo's done a TikTok showing her in the cold plunge. Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Kendall Jenner have also publicly shared about it. But you don't have to do a polar bear plunge in a natural body of water. You don't have to have a fancy cold plunge installed in your house. You don't even have to find a spa or a gym with a cold plunge, even though more and more of them are starting to have them. Although all those options are great, and if you get bit by the bug, you may want to find ways to fully immerse yourself in freezing water. But that's not what I'm talking about today, because this week is all about doable, easy, powerful self-care you can do on even your busiest days. So, guess what? You're probably going to take a shower. I mean, maybe not every day, okay? But probably every other day. And when you're in the shower, all you have to do is just turn the dial to the other direction and sing happy birthday once or twice, and boom, you too are doing cold therapy. I've been doing this one lately for the first time, and I've got a couple of tips and stories to share right after this break. Welcome back. So I'm kind of new to cold therapy. The first time I was in a cold plunge was a few years ago at a spa in Newport called the Bodhi Spa, where they have something called the Water Journey, which is totally amazing. You start off in a hot tub, and then you get in a steam room, and then you plunge into a tub of 45-degree water, and then you get right back in another hotter hot tub, and then you go into the infrared sauna, I think, and then you go to the cold plunge. Anyway, I'm forgetting the steps, but it's like kind of a 1-hour experience, and it is amazing. But when I first got in the cold plunge, I was hooting and hollering, as were my girlfriends that I was there with. And the people who work at the Bodhi Spa actually had to come in and tell us to keep it down because it's supposed to be a quiet zone. It was interesting, though, because we got into the cold plunge several times during the water journey, and you could see how quickly you acclimated, and it got better each time. And I can tell you that after we finished our water journey, I felt incredibly relaxed and clear-headed and awake. It was super dreamy. It was like caffeine, a massage, and a long meditation practice rolled into one. That, again, was several years ago, and since then I've been kind of wimpy about cold water, except for swimming in the Atlantic during the summer, but that's when it's super hot outside, so getting in chilly water actually sounds appealing. But lately, I've been trying to make it a more regular part of my life by turning the shower to as cold as I can stand for as long as I can stand it at the very end of my shower. And I started doing this after we got COVID earlier in the fall, and it was a real drag, and I don't want to get it again. And I read up on the immune-boosting benefits of cold therapy and talked to a friend of mine who is a true devotee, who says she hasn't gotten sick in a year since she started doing it. And we were going out to dinner, and it was a chilly night out, and I already had my scarf and hat and vest on, and she just was wearing like a light cotton sweater and seemed as comfortable as could be. And I thought, maybe there's something to this. So cold therapy is what's known as hormesis, which is a scientific term for beneficial stressor. Basically, it challenges your body, and then your body responds in a way that makes it stronger than it was before. So when you're exposed to cold water, it constricts your blood vessels, which turns down the spigot on inflammation. And then after you're out of the cold water and you warm up, your blood vessels open up again, and then you get more circulation, more oxygen, more nutrients, and more lymphatic flow. And your lymph system is what delivers immune cells and flushes away waste. It's kind of like wringing out a sponge that was lying in your sink and then re-wetting it with fresh water. So when you're in the shower, you just turn it as cold as you can stand, and you can work your way up. You don't have to immediately go to as cold as it goes. And try and stay under the water long enough to sing happy birthday. I think it takes 30 seconds to sing happy birthday twice. So try and work your way up to singing it twice. And I promise that you don't feel cold afterward. Then you finish on cold, you get out of the shower, you towel off, and you know what? You feel alive and awake. And there are days when I forget to do it. I forgot to do it this morning, and I feel sad. I feel like something's missing in my life. So 30 seconds, no cost. In fact, hey, it might even save you a few shekels on your heating bill. And it's just adding something to something that you're already doing. I hope you'll give it a try. Really, all you need is the willingness. And I hope that you will come back next week, because I'm very excited about next week, which is super high season for this podcast, as Be a Better Person, becoming the most popular New Year's resolution, is what was the impetus for me to write the book, How to Be a Better Person, and then to start the podcast, How to Be a Better Person. And I had such a good reaction to the episodes that I shared on planning earlier this fall that I am doing a New Year's plan jam next week, where I'm interviewing four different people with different perspectives and expertise on making plans for what you want to do with your time and your life and yourself in the year ahead. And I'm also going to be sharing my own personal New Year's planning process. There's going to be four interviews next week. It's kind of like a big party. That's why I'm calling it the Plan Jam. And I can't wait to share it with you. And I hope that you'll come back and listen. And I also hope that whatever winter holiday you celebrate, that you have a wonderful weekend and a great celebration. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at BeABetterPersonPodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.